You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Thursday and happy new moon. As we're welcoming a new moon tonight, think of it as a new phase. Think of it as taking some time for yourself to detox from anything and everything that's weighing you down. It's the perfect time tonight to clear out any of your unhealthy habits, any obsessional overthinking thoughts, any one-sided connections. It's a great time to detox from any fears that are limiting you. Whatever drains you, just try to get rid of it, you know? As the door closes to a chapter so a new one can start, be prepared. Trust your intuition. Stand up for yourself and believe in yourself. It's so important to believe in yourself, and it's so important to stand up and be who you are and not worry about what other people think of you. Just be you. Be honest with yourself and with your feelings. Journal tonight. Sit outside and look at the stars. And just don't worry about what other people think of you. Worry about what you think of yourself. I hope that makes some sense as we're waiting for someone to pop on for a reading. You know, I mean, I feel like everybody is so weighed down with what other people think of them. Believe in yourself. Love yourself. And once you can do that, other people will, you'll just blossom and you'll be a magnet and you'll draw other people to you because your aura is going to change. Everything's going to brighten around you. And I hope that makes sense. And I hope it helps a little bit. And with that, I'm going to welcome Paula from South Dakota. Hi, Paula. How are you today?
You're all good.
Good. How's South Dakota treating you? Is the weather okay?
Yes, I love it. A little hot, though.
Yeah, it's hot in Nashville, too. Yeah, a little bit here, too. So what can I do for you this evening?
I was just seeing if you see everything going smoother than it's been, you know?
I'm sorry, I missed you. Going what, smoother?
I was just trying to see, yeah, if things are going to get a lot easier. I feel they are, but. You know,
okay.
I've been going down a hard road. You see things getting smoother for me.
Okay, so I'm shuffling the tarot cards and I'm kind of linking in with your energy. So while I'm doing that, just think about yourself and focus on you and focus inward for a moment. And let me see what I see. So I do feel like you've been on quite a journey I don't know why, but I'm getting the past 8 months. So I don't know if that makes sense, but I could be a little bit wrong with my timing. But I do feel like, I feel like you've been learning a lot about yourself on this journey and clearing out a lot of, like, not your bad energy, because you don't have bad energy, but clearing out bad energy that is surrounding you. And I do feel like your relationship with yourself is becoming better and stronger. You're learning how to move forward without looking backwards. So I feel like that is super important. And I feel like
you're right.
Good. Because the relationship we have with ourselves is important to have. It's important to love who you are.
I've been doing a lot of self-healing.
Good. And I feel like you're a stronger person for it. Excuse me. I also feel like you need to know that you have everything you need to make whatever you want to happen. So it's time for your new beginning. It's time for your new chapter. It's time to manifest everything that you want. And I do feel a new beginning happening with you, within you, and with you. You've closed the door to anything negative that has gone on in your life. And now you're moving even faster forward. I keep hearing the words fast forward, which to me just means fast forward to what is going to be happening in, you know, before Halloween comes. And I feel like the fall is opening doors for you that you haven't seen happen in a long time. It's interesting because I'm not seeing finances come up for you. So I don't feel like you're worried about finances. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm comfortable.
Good. Okay. Because the finance part isn't coming up. The job part isn't coming up. But the way you feel about yourself is really coming up. And I feel like, think of yourself as turning into a butterfly and getting your wings and flying, not flying away, but just you have your wings now. And it's time to spread them and show everyone how beautiful you are. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that's crazy because before this reading, I asked, I said, just let her mention a butterfly and I know I'm on the right path.
Oh, good. I am so glad. And I don't know what color butterfly you're seeing, but with me, I'm just seeing a lot of pinks and yellows around you
and
very bright blues.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. It's crazy. Exact colors. Yes.
Okay, good.
You're blowing my mind.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So I also want to say over the next month or two, there's going to be a lot of different opportunities opening up for you. And it's almost like you're digging your heels in and getting what you want, but get it also not just what you want, but what you deserve. Again, I'm not sure if you're retired or what you do for a living, but I am getting that you're a healer. And I feel like it's time for you to figure out exactly what you want to do with yourself as a healer. Does that make any sense?
Yes, that's weird because I've been trying to figure out if that's the right path to go, take up my healing with my crystals. And it's been crazy. I went to Colorado and was supposed to have a surgery done on my granddaughter. It got canceled, but for some reason I was meant to be there and I told my son, it was meant for everything to happen. I was meant to come here to heal. And, you know,
good.
I've been,
that's great. I love it.
If I should follow that path or not. And everything just since surgery got canceled, everything just seems to be blossoming, you know.
It's your time and it's your journey. And I feel like it's taken you a while to get onto, you know, to pop onto the right journey. But you're on the path now and it's time, you're healing yourself. And now it's time to help others heal with your crystals, with your intuition, whether it's tarot cards or hands-on healing, whatever you're drawn to is where you need to go. I'm telling you, all I see is you having all of the tools you need to make this happen.
I do.
Yeah. And I'm not telling you to take classes, but I am telling you to try to maybe get involved with a group of people that are healers, people that you can meet in your town, or on Zoom, meetups. You know, I just feel like it's time for you to start talking to other people and to start collaborating and building a community. And I keep seeing you, you're like a magnet right now. So all I keep feeling is that it's your time, it's your turn. And I really am hearing it's your turn. Go explore. Does that make sense?
Oh, so much sense. It's unbelievable. Yes.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'm a little shocked because everything I was asking and praying for, you mentioned, and it's just crazy. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to continue with my journey. I asked about butterflies, colors, and you bought all that up. It just really blew my mind. And then the Colorado, flying there for 10 days, having to stay, I felt, you know, even before I got on the plane, that I was supposed to go there for healing. I wasn't understanding why me, but yeah.
Right. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been going kind of oofta.
The other thing I'm picking up is to have patience with yourself. Don't lose patience. Keep pushing forward and don't lose patience in you. I don't but don't start overthinking anything. I'm getting a big stop sign. So for me, the stop sign is don't stop and don't lose patience with yourself. Keep pushing. I also am getting a partnership. So I don't know if you have a partner, right now.
No.
If you're in a relationship, but I am getting, there's a relationship that's building that's not a romantic one. So if it hasn't happened yet, it's going to be over the next 2 months before Christmas. And I feel like this partnership, I feel like it's with another woman, and I feel like the two of you are going to start discussing healing and building something. So I feel like you're about, if you haven't met this person yet, you're going to. Again, I'm not talking about a romantic relationship. I'm talking about a friendship, a collaborator, a person to continue this journey with as a healer, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And we are out of time, but I hope I helped a lot. And I wish you the best.
You totally blow my mind. You were so spot on about everything. It's crazy. Thank you so much.
I so needed
you.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Have a great night. Okay.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.